So in summary, it's both pretty complicated and pretty simple. It's shear and instability, with perpendicular shear values and higher numbers in the deeper layer tending to lead to stronger systems, and higher values of instability generally leading to more vigorous updrafts and downdrafts in stronger systems. When the shear and the instability and everything are in balance and everything's lined up perfectly, you'll get your high-end derecho type systems. When there's maybe one item that's a little out of whack, maybe you get a marginally severe system. And when everything kind of goes out the window, you get weak instability, weak shear, you'll have an MCS system that will dissipate very quickly. It's also more nuanced aspects, like what sets weaker systems apart from stronger systems, such as theta E difference, storm inflow winds, and overall baroclinicity, including things like the mid-level lapse rates.